Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Squawk 7000 is bringing you a roundup of aviation news this week, starting April 3rd, in association with flyinginireland.com. Remember to subscribe and keep us as Ireland's number one aviation podcast, and we'll deliver the news to your device every Monday morning. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, Private Flyer Ireland event showcases the largest aircraft and services exhibition at Dublin Weston Airport. Dublin airspace temporarily closes due to staff shortages, and Loganair celebrates 40th anniversary of the first flight from Belfast City Airport. The inaugural Private Flyer event was held this weekend. With a fantastic lineup of exhibitors and aircraft, it was a show not to be missed. Even if there were a few showers, there were lots to see and do inside and out. And Dublin Weston Airport was pleased to host the Private Flyer event, which showcased the latest products, services and aircraft on the market. Industry experts were also on hand to deliver seminars covering all areas of private flying. In the early hours of Wednesday, the 29th of March, Dublin airspace closed to all inbound, outbound and overflying traffic. The Dublin CTA operated up to flight level 245, with Shannon operating the airspace above that. Shannon's high level was unaffected by the closure. An OTAM was issued on Tuesday evening showing that the Dublin CTA would go to flow zero rate, from 0100 hours Zulu to 0130 Zulu, and from 0300 hours Zulu to 0330 hours Zulu. Some aircraft were affected by the closure, including EI-132, the Boston to Dublin flight, and EI-100, Newark to Dublin. Both had to hold at high altitude over the Shannon VOR for the airspace to reopen at 0330. EI-575 from Alicante to Dublin also had to hold just south of the Dublin CTA, before being allowed to continue shortly after 1:30. We understand some other flights, mainly cargo operators, received ATC slot restrictions. The airspace closures are understood to have been because of Dublin control area staff shortages. The 30-minute closures were to facilitate mandatory controller breaks. On Thursday last, celebrations took place to mark the 40th anniversary of Loganair's first flight from Belfast City Airport. As the first airline to operate a scheduled commercial flight from Belfast City Airport in 1983, known then as Belfast Harbour Airport, Loganair passengers arrived on the Aberdeen flight on the 30th of March and were welcomed with a celebratory water cannon display. The next Gasco safety evening is this Monday, the 3rd of April, at the Ulster Flying Club at Newton Ards Airport from 7 to 9pm, and at the Kernan Valley Flying Club in Tantragree on the 4th of April from 6:45. Ryanair has returned to Belfast International Airport with two based aircraft operating 140 flights per week on 16 routes across the UK and Europe. The new routes include Budapest, Milan, Barcelona and Paris, and the sunshine locations of Alicante, Malaga, Faro and Valencia. Alongside the European destinations, Ryanair will also operate to five UK destinations: London Stansted, Manchester, East Midlands, Cardiff and Edinburgh. These destinations will be some of the first to benefit from the UK domestic air passenger duty APD cut of 50% that applies from Saturday last, the 1st of April. The operators of Dublin Airport, DAA, have released a 15-point plan which is expected to improve standards for passengers at Dublin Airport over the coming months. This plan, launched by CEO Kenny Jacobs, will see a whole range of improvements made in the terminals and to passenger services at Dublin Airport, including quicker security times, faster free Wi-Fi, additional seating, including the addition of designated family seating areas, and a mix of new food and beverage options throughout both terminals. Over 1.5 million seats have been added across the airport's route network. Dublin Airport has flights to almost 190 destinations in 39 countries, operated by 44 airlines. Passengers departing from Dublin Airport over the coming months are advised to arrive at their terminal 2 hours before a short-haul flight and 3 hours before a long-haul flight. DAA aims to get 90% of passengers safely through security in less than 20 minutes this summer, building on the stable performance experienced this year, with 92% of passengers processed in under 20 minutes. A complete refurbishment of Fast Track is underway in Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. Once passengers are through security, they'll find improvements to make their journey more pleasant, including increased seating, with 400 extra seats added for summer 2023, and two new dedicated family seating zones that will open in Terminal 1 in time for the busy Easter period. Dublin Gliding Club has launched its new identity as the Leinster Gliding Centre. Minister of State Martin Hayden, TD, officially unveiled the new identity at Garran Grange Airfield outside Naas, County Kildare, on the 25th of March last. Dublin Gliding Club has existed since 1952, adding to Ireland's rich aviation history. The club's founders included two former foes, a former Luftwaffe pilot and another, an RAF pilot, both having flown through the war. Having operated from various locations, including Baldonnell, for many years, it was in the late 1970s that the club moved to their present home of Garran Grange Airfield outside Punchestown Racecourse. For historical reasons, it kept the name of the Dublin Gliding Club despite being firmly in County Kildare. Now, over 40 years later, it's acknowledged by all that it was time to change the name of the club to be more reflective of its location, operational presence and region. The club is now the Leinster Gliding Centre. Pilots are reminded that the Burr Breakfast fly-in is on Saturday the 15th of April. Following an exceptional event last year at Weston, the organisers are looking forward to the annual SVP Breakfast fly-in at Burr on April 15th. They've raised so far €322,000 from various initiatives over the years, and their target is €10,000 for SVP on the day. SNBC has sponsored a collector's item. A hat for each visiting pilot will be received on landing. Staying in Burr, the Burr Air Display 2023 is back after a break, and they say they're bigger and better than ever, with the most exciting lineup in their 10-year history. This year, they have the top guns of international UK and Ireland air display acts coming to show their skills in the unique settings of the Burr Air Display. Burr Air Display is the only land-based air show in Ireland and has the added benefit of allowing you to watch the aircraft take off and land, and even seeing and meeting the pilots. Save the date for August 5th this year. The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, has announced the appointment of Rose Hines as the chairperson of the Irish Aviation Authority, IAA, and the appointment of Brian Burke as chairperson of Air Nav Ireland, a new commercial semi-state body which will incorporate the air navigation and air traffic management service functions of the IAA. The government's aviation regulation reform initiative involves the establishment of a single national aviation regulator by merging the aviation safety and security regulatory functions of the IAA with the economic and consumer protection functions of the Commission for Aviation Regulation. The IAA's existing commercial air navigation and air traffic management service functions will be established as a standalone commercial semi-state body to be known as Air Nav Ireland, which is expected to separate from the IAA by the end of April 2023. A French regional airline, Charlair, has announced two routes to Kerry Airport this summer. Brest and Quimper will begin on the 1st of July, which is a Saturday. The routes will be operated by the airline's ATR-72 aircraft. The airline that started operations in 1996 uses a fleet of three ATR-42s and one ATR-72 aircraft. These additional routes will bring nine routes to be served from Kerry this summer, with flights already announced by Ryanair to Alicante, Faro, Dublin, Hann, and the UK routes of Luton, Stansted and Manchester. Ireland West Airport welcomed the first direct services to London Heathrow, operated by Aer Lingus. The inaugural Aer Lingus flight EI915 was operated by an Airbus A320 Delta Echo Kilo, landed at 12:44 p.m. from Heathrow Airport. Aer Lingus will operate daily flights to London Heathrow. As well as providing a daily service to Heathrow, this new service means customers can enjoy seamless connections via Heathrow to North America. Aer Lingus currently has partnerships with a network of airlines out of Heathrow Airport, providing access to an ever-growing number of routes and benefits. Airlines include Air Canada, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, British Airways, Iberia, JetBlue, and United Airlines. Saturday, April 22nd is a date for the diary and a trip to Shannon. You'll hear from Angelo Cunningham about his first encounter with the Catalina in 1973 at Dublin Airport when he was an apprentice. It was not until 2014 that he got up close and personal with the Catalina, and he's now a display captain flying the Catalina all over Europe. Angelo will give a talk at the Aviation Museum in Shannon, and we'll talk about what it's like to fly, the logistics of getting to the venues, and flying the display itself, and of course, answers to all those burning questions that you might have. Details on the Shannon Aviation Museum website. The IBGAA, International Business Aviation Conference, will take place on the 1st of November in Adair Manor. The event will bring together aircraft operators and charter brokers from all around the world to discuss the latest developments and explore the future of business aviation. The IBGAA conference is the only international event in a spectacular setting where leadership from business aviation and ultralux tourism comes together to discuss and align business opportunities for growth. Forbes magazine reported on last year's event and said that it was rare to find executives of private aviation and travel and tourism industry in the same room, as while seemingly closely connected, they operate in separate silos. Early booking is recommended at ibgaa.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Following successful trials in Galway and Dublin, Coca-Cola HBC, a strategic bottling partner of the Coca-Cola Company, has announced a partnership and investment in Manna drone delivery. Manna is described as the most commercially progressed company of its kind. It designs, builds and operates unmanned aerial vehicles which perform high-speed deliveries up to 3.5 kilograms in high-density suburban last-mile settings. Manna, headquartered at Nexus UCD in Dublin and currently employing over 100 staff in Ireland, UK and USA, is on a mission to improve the world by making lightning-fast suburban deliveries affordable, green and safe. Through its ventures arm, Coca-Cola HBC collaborates with disruptive startups that synergize with its business ambitions in the last mile, vending, coffee technology, and sustainability. Irish-based SMBC Aviation Capital, the world's second largest aircraft leasing company, recently announced that US-based Southwest Airlines has agreed to purchase over 400,000 carbon credits from its portfolio of projects. SMBC Aviation Capital's carbon credit portfolio comprises energy-efficient cookstove credits that align with many of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Southwest's purchase supports its environmental sustainability efforts, for example, offsetting carbon emissions generated by employee business and charitable travel. Lufthansa Technik Turbine Shannon, LTTS, celebrated the official opening on Friday of its new engine parts and accessory repair facility in Shannon. The new 2,000-metre-squared state-of-the-art facility brings LTTS's total capacity for aircraft engine maintenance and repair in the region to 10,000 metres squared. This development enables LTTS to expand its portfolio by including engine manifolds amongst its specialist services. The primary function of engine manifolds is to distribute air or fluids for optimal engine performance, and when manifolds become damaged or worn, they can diminish engine performance and increase emissions. A market leader in the field, LTTS has been operating in Ireland since 1992. In the past 2 years alone, the company has added 106 people to its workforce and now employs over 300 people across its operation in Shannon, Kildare and Dublin. This announcement comes on the back of the recent launch of Lufthansa Technik's mobile engine service facility in Kildare. And that's our episode for this week. Join us after Easter again for more aviation news from Ireland.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.